Streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is currently a Category 5 storm and headed straight for Jamaica, where it could be the strongest hurricane on record for the island. Earl Cameron lives there and is warning that the effects could be catastrophic.
This is not a joke. It is very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical.
The storm expected to make landfall sometime today. President Trump at the ambassador's residence in Japan as his Asian trip continues. On Thursday, he will attend the summit in South Korea, at which he will discuss trade with China's Xi Jinping. This is day 28 of the federal government shutdown. Food assistance benefits for about 42 million Americans are set to expire at the beginning of the month, which is Saturday. In Los Angeles last night, it took 6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings in all, for the Dodgers to now lead the World Series 2-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. No rest. Game 4 is tonight. This is ABC News.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check runoff risk advisory forecasts before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the agency has an online tool to warn farmers when weather conditions and soil temperatures increase the chance of manure spills. The agency is also reminding farmers that all agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that could potentially impact surface or groundwater, which can be done through a 24-hour emergency spills hotline. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture requesting guidance amid a lapse in SNAP funding due to the federal government shutdown. The letter seeks information on alternate funding sources for the food assistance program and warns that even a temporary delay would have a significant impact on millions of Americans. A letter from the USDA earlier this month advised state agencies that there would be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for 42 million people. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to their annual fall grazing conference this weekend. The conference will be held at the Shell Lake Community Center on Saturday from 8 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Attendees will have a chance to check out new agency and commercial exhibits and network with other grazers to discuss new ways to improve their own operations. Residents interested in attending the conference must register by Wednesday, which can be done on the organization's website. The Twin Ports Interchange is now open for public use as Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials prepare for the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. DOT officials announced the impending completion of the interchange project in recent weeks, and on Friday it officially opened for use. With the Blatnik Bridge expected to close for a few years, the goal of the Twin Ports Interchange project was to keep traffic flowing on the highway and improve safety. Some cleanup and landscaping work in the area is still scheduled for next year. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th. To lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temp now 37. This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you're like me, you're an analog person living in a digital age. Join us next time. We'll talk about what skills will keep you employed in the age of AI and data centers. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025, and it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, catching us on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, website, the tin can with a string. I've always wondered why that was hanging here. Anyway, we're glad that you got your day started right here, and I hope your day is starting out well. I concern some people because the show starts on the radio at 6:06. We start the live stream, social media, Facebook, YouTube at 6 o'clock, but sometimes I'm a little late getting it started. And Tony right away gets up there on YouTube from up in Ashland and says, "Where's Pat?" Then Alicia jumps in the comment sections and like, "Wait, Pat's missing." Tony responds, "He wasn't here at exactly 6 o'clock," saying, "I need my pre-show preview precisely at 6 a.m. Tony, I'm sorry. I have an excuse. I got a question for you. You ever start your day with something that could just send your day into a tailspin, and you have to catch yourself and go, nope, that's not what's going to happen here? Well, that happened twice already this morning, so let me bring in my favorite non-coffee drinker, Parker Olson, who's producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2. Parker, you have your water?
I have my water. I've had my fruit snacks. And Pat, I had 2 pieces of white bread and butter today because I needed something to my tummy before I took DayQuil.
Yes, Parker's a little under the weather here. He's plain wounded, and we appreciate that. You know, he's got his Whitewater hoodie on because that's how he does it. It's like he remembers, you know, in Whitewater, they teach you never give up. You get on that field no matter what. And he is on the field of battle today, and we appreciate it. As far as and Alicia says, Tony gave me a heart attack. And Tony's like, "Well, I have 3 kids, so I never start my day without spiraling into something." Anyway, here's the thing that spiraled.
Oh, boy.
I get up, you know, alarm goes off. You know, there's a 4 on the alarm clock, like 4 something. Okay. Stumble out to the kitchen. I want to pour myself a cup of ambition, but I can't because as I go to pull the coffee pot out of the dishwasher, I've pulled it out of that dishwasher 1,000 times. I think literally, yes, more than 1,000 times when I think of how long we've had that dishwasher.
I believe it, yeah.
And the one time it hits, as I lift it up, it hits the bottom of the counter. And of course, we've got these like granite countertops or whatever. So you hear that sickening, it doesn't shatter, but you know it cracked. You know that sound. And you pull it out. Yep. And it's got a big old chip in it, a little chip that's missing, and you're not going to get coffee. But then I remembered I have a dual coffee maker.
Of course.
It's got the pot on the one side, and it's got the single serving on the other where you can put in the little pods.
Oh, sure. The Keurig.
But it also, because I mean, I am, you know, I might be Earth's best friend as an environmentalist. I don't use the pods. I have a little cup and you put a scoop of coffee in there and you put it with water and all that. But here's the thing. It's a very touchy basket. You can put in, you know, if you put in half a scoop, you'll be okay. If you put a little more than half a scoop of coffee in, you're okay. Somehow that coffee machine knows the number of granules of coffee that you put in.
Yeah.
Because you think you've got it, but if it's got one granule too much, as I'm getting the rest of breakfast ready, you suddenly hear the water, you know, couldn't get through the coffee, and it is spilling out the other side and onto the floor.
Oh.
So I'm a two-time coffee loser today already, but yeah.
That's a tough morning, Pat.
It was, but again, you now catch yourself and you go, wait. I can't go back to bed. Parker wants to go back to bed. He's not feeling well. He can't go back to bed.
None of
us can't go back to bed. That's the,
otherwise, what would happen?
Yeah, we have work. Well, clearly what would happen is
Tony
is
and Alicia would burn Tony, to the ground.
I know you've got the comment section's filling up already with how their morning routine unfolds. So I'm here. I'm glad we could be here for it. We just wanted to pull the curtain back a little bit and let you know that, you know, even when we're not at our best. And here's the thing. We're not at our very, very best, even though we did not stay up to watch an 18 inning baseball game. My God.
Yeah. I cannot tell you how happy I am the Brewers are not playing in that game, because I would have stayed up.
Oh, how could you know? The temptation would be so great.
Yeah.
You know?
You watched two games last night.
Oh, I saw maybe an inning or two, and Shohei Ohtani hit a home run.
Go figure.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's still doing things.
Yeah.
And it is just I guess it was.
Wow.
I didn't catch exactly what time. I'm guessing from the play-by-play guy on the replay, he said just before midnight, which would have been just before 2 a.m. here.
Yeah, it
when
was.
The game ended.
Yeah, I was seeing that on Twitter earlier this morning. I was reading. It was like, this post is from 2 hours ago. Why did what happened?
Oh, man, this is 609 pitches were thrown over 6 hours and 39 minutes. 44 players in the game, including 19 pitchers. All of that for Freddie Freeman to hit a home run in the bottom of the 18th, a walk-off home run in game two of the doubleheader. is essentially what it was. And the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead. And Shohei Ohtani homered twice. He doubled twice. And by the way, he's going to be the starting pitcher in like 12 hours.
I read a quote from him after the game that was, what do you think? Basically was the question. And he said, I think I'm going to bed as soon as I can.
Yeah, they have to, because they got to be back up to do this all over again. Now you had Max Scherzer, who was pitching for Toronto. He's going to be retiring. He's been around forever. He is an instant Hall of Famer. Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was formal for it's like everything but formal, you know, that he's going to be done. No, it's Clayton Kershaw who has said he's retiring.
Yeah.
And I guess he made an appearance in the game. So you had these two, you know, Hall of Famers who are in the game as well. But I'm sure glad I didn't stay up for it. That's all I got to say about that. I clearly had it. Although if I had, I'd have more of an excuse for, you know, breaking the coffee pot and trying to break the coffee maker. But I don't. So we carry on. Yeah.
Instead of sleep deprivation.
Yeah. That was just, again, I've pulled that coffee pot out a million times.
Don't you hate
Don't you hate it when?
When you mess something up that you've done precisely thousands of times, how do you screw it up?
Look in your cupboard. I mean, certainly for us, because I mean, we've been together for 40 years here, and there's so many things that are no longer a set. There's like, oh, there's two glasses left from that set.
Sure.
One glass left from that set. One, you know, one or two bowls left from that set. And so, I mean, it happens over time. It's not an everyday occurrence, but we all break things. But every time it happens at that moment, you think it's the dumbest thing you've ever done, you know?
Yeah.
And then you realize, no, I'm actually capable of much dumber. It just didn't happen this time around. So anyway, I did eventually get the coffee maker figured out on the single side. So I am partially,
thank goodness,
but belatedly caffeinated. So this is a different cup. Parker's looking at the monitor. I have a couple of different cups with photos of the grandkids.
No offense to your grandkids. At a distance, with how you were holding it, it looked like a pig in a blanket.
And you don't want me to be offended by that?
This is true.
you are sick. I'm going to turn your camera off over here. You go back over there. I'm going to tell people on the show.
I probably deserve
coming
that.
Up today. First, an invitation to contact us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The calls are rare in the early morning because, as Tony puts up on YouTube, that's the day Parker was replaced. No. And Alicia putting, every single bowl in my house is chipped in one way or another. By the way, these folks and you all welcome to call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. People go, Pat, you don't have a lot of callers on here. What's the deal? Do you know what happens? And I don't know if a lot of other hosts talk about this or not, but it seems like I'll prattle on for a while and then somebody will go, okay, I got to talk to him about that. And invariably when they call, there's like 8 seconds left before the commercial break, or, you know, less than 2 minutes. And there are other hosts who are really good about putting a caller up and going, you know, caller, you got 60 seconds, go. And it's always that awkward thing when it runs right into a commercial and you got to cut them off. So I'm going to try to do a better job of saying at the start of certain segments, if we don't have a guest or other things, is to say, hey, the phones are open. It's the start of the segment. Call on in, because we would love to hear from you. We would also love to get your text messages and your voice notes using the Civic Media app. Again, just download the app wherever you are and call or text your voice note from there. Alicia says, it's loud where I'm at. And that's why we have the comment sections. And we love those. We love it all. We just want to make sure you know the phones are available to reach us, as well as things on the app. Coming up today, we're going to be talking in just a little over 5 minutes here about the government shutdown and its impact on food assistance. And that's the question, why. We've never had this issue before with government shutdowns, but apparently it has to be that way. So we'll get into that. And then in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the shutdown as it relates to the national park system. And that would include the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. And we have that here up north. And we have a guest from Friends of the Apostle Islands, Jeff Renicky, who is going to talk about the impact of the government shutdown that way. In our 8 o'clock hour, more about the shutdown as we talk to Courier Newsroom correspondent Cam Stevenson live from Capitol Hill to learn the latest on what is or is not going to be happening there. And then we're going to be talking to Ruth Conniff from the Wisconsin Examiner. And Ruth has a great column that's in the Examiner. Look for it at wisconsinexaminer.com. About the controversy at the Department of Public Instruction about how allegations of teacher misconduct are handled. And those are very real concerns. But Ruth Conniff also does a good job of putting things into perspective, that in outlining what exactly is the process right now and how it may not be as monstrous as certain politicians are making it out to be, because they're the same politicians who have declared war on the Department of Public Instruction by starving it of the funds it would need for staffing to look into things like this. And oh, by the way, a couple of those Republicans happen to be the ones protecting a president who wants to keep the Epstein files sealed up. So maybe there's a little political drama. Maybe there's a little hypocrisy that's going on. And Ruth Conniff will put that all in balance for us. We will hear from our friend, James Kelly. He's at the Civic Media Newsroom here in the Chippewa Valley to talk about some of the stories that folks all over the state might want to know he's following in Western and Northern Wisconsin. Dan Hagen will join us from Newswatch 12 WJFW to tell us what he's covering up in the Northwoods as well. Temperatures across the state range from the cold spot is up there in Ashland, where Tony is, at 27 degrees. The warm spot is down in Racine, where it is 50 degrees. It is 39 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley. Again, we'll talk about the government shutdown as it relates to the shortages of food that are about to take place, including in food banks, because it turns out that for months, the Trump administration has canceled deliveries of food to food banks. So they're not equipped to help out in the coming crisis. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Tomorrow morning on the program, we will be joined by Ellie Bordeaux of Up North News. She puts together our daily newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe up in the banner at the top of the homepage to get what she's putting together and out early every morning. And Ellie will join us tomorrow just after the news at 7 to talk a bit about things that she has put in the newsletter and things that will be in future newsletters as well. We'd love to have you along as a subscriber. Same goes for our weekend newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And on there, we took a look at the week in politics and include a question of the week. And as I am continuing to discover, people are very divided on the topic of a nuclear power plant, whether there should be a new one built in Wisconsin. There are plenty of people very passionate that we should not. There are plenty of people who understand that there are risks, but with safeguards, we would have nuclear power that is not fossil fuel based and would not damage the climate. So where do you come down on that? You can send us a note through all the normal ways here, through the comment sections, through the Civic Media app. But if you want to be able to answer first, get signed up for that newsletter, head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe up in the banner on top of the homepage. All right, well, with the government shutdown, there's something happening that has not really happened before in a government shutdown that looks to be happening here shortly. and that is SNAP running out of money, nutritional benefits for lower income families. In past government shutdowns, there was agreement that, look, we're debating other things about funding the government, but hungry families shouldn't go hungry. Kids shouldn't go hungry. Those benefits continued. The only time it was ever in jeopardy was during the shutdown that happened during the first Trump term. But again, at the last moment, it was saved. This time around, the Trump administration is hell-bent on making sure that, you know, kids in lower-income families don't get enough food to eat, and refusing to budge, even though there is additional money available. There are supplemental funds the USDA could be using to apply towards SNAP benefits, but they choose not to because the cruelty is the point of this. The same goes for the spike that's coming in health insurance premiums as a result of the government shutdown. The government shutdown is happening because premium tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, the things that make health insurance more affordable in the Affordable Care Act marketplace, are expiring. This is extra help that was put in during the pandemic, and it made a real difference to families. It continues to make a real difference. It's the kind of thing that, frankly, should have happened a lot earlier pre-pandemic to make health care more attainable, more affordable for families. But politics being what it is, you get the best deal that you can get. And 4 years ago, there was this agreement in Congress. All right, we're going to have these enhanced premium tax credits, things that make these policies more affordable. And we'll do it for 4 years. That seems to be the best that we can do to get it past Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema and anybody else. So there they are. And they're getting set to expire. And now you've got people, Derek Van Orden most recently saying, it was the Democrats that set it up to expire. This is all they're doing. Technically true. But again, rewind the clock. Let's go back. 2017, the first Trump administration, and the massive corporate tax breaks, the massive tax breaks geared toward the very wealthy that were set to expire back in 2017, they set it for 8 years. They're going to expire at the end of this year. What did the Trump administration want? They wanted those tax cuts to continue, some of them to be made permanent. And that's what they got. So it's not like they have to go away because you reach the end of a particular cycle. If it's something that's worth fighting for, Republicans clearly thought it was worth fighting for the very rich. And that's what they got done. And now it's Democrats who are fighting for what they believe in, which is affordable health care. Whose side would you rather be on in that debate, by the way? The billionaires getting the extra tax cuts along with the corporations, or the families who, like you, could be one job loss away or one cancer diagnosis or one car crash away from medical bankruptcy? That's what Democrats are fighting for, and Republicans are so hell-bent on protecting the health insurance companies and the corporate profits that come from it, that they would rather keep the government shut down than negotiate with Democrats and somehow keep trying to find ways to blame them. So the premium credits are going away, and the open enrollment period begins on November 1st. That's this Saturday. And some of the prices are already being released as far as how much more it's going to cost Wisconsin families. And the Office of Commissioner of Insurance put out some examples. So here are some examples for you quick before we take a break here. Family of four, income $130,000 a year, and you're looking for a silver plan on the marketplace, and you live in Eau Claire County. And right now, thanks to those enhanced tax credits, that family of four pays $704 a month for health insurance. $700 a month for health insurance. When those tax credits go away come Saturday, if they want to renew, it's going to cost $2,700. Not $700, $700. That's $24,000 a year in higher health insurance costs. In Racine County, it goes from $1,000 for that family of four to $2,400 a month, for a total of $16,600 a year more that Republicans want you to pay. If you're 60 years old and it's just a couple living together, $85,000 a year income, and you're, say, in Brown County, currently costs you $600. Starting Saturday, $2,700, an extra $25,000 a year for a couple that's still 5 years away from qualifying for Medicare and Social Security. And there's more. I'll give you more throughout the coming days here. Examples of this is what Republicans actually want. They'd rather protect the health insurance company profits than to take your taxes and make health insurance more affordable for everybody. Instead, they want to give it away to billionaires. That's your money they're doing it with. Today's history lesson is next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Smart Swaps. It's a new initiative from the dairy industry to try to help school lunch programs move their way through regulation. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The effort spearheaded by the National Dairy Council. They want to help with the challenges that school nutrition professionals face trying to meet evolving USDA school meal standards. Katie Bombach is the Vice President of School Nutrition for the National Dairy Council. She said some of the unique flavors and blends they've developed are being tested on students. And she says students don't have a filter.
Some fun examples include a few cool or portable options like apple pie overnight oats. There's a strawberry pancake yogurt parfait and a frozen yogurt bark. Because they're wonderfully honest, there's no filter. A few of our favorite comments from students included, quote, put this on our school meals with an exclamation point, and then it tasted really good, 10 out of 10. But it was a great reminder that taste testing is essential. What sounds good on paper doesn't always resonate or land with students.
Katie Bombach with the National Dairy Council says that they enlisted the help of about 2,500 students across the region to do a little taste testing on their recipes. They're now up to about 25 new or updated standardized dairy recipes as part of their smart swaps, helping the school lunch program. Markets are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
On Monday, barrel cheese was up 2.5 at 179.5. 40-pound block cheese gained 2.25 at 180, but AA butter drifted 0.25 lower to $1.60 a pound. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a penny this morning, $17.90. December corn is currently 2 cents stronger at $4.31. November beans are up 11, $10.79. July wheat right now up 3.5 at $5.68 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9 WBZH. Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point with a high right around 55 here this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers are low, dropping to around 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? And how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with Chicago attorney Robert Held, who is among the protesters who were detained for protesting outside the ICE facility in Broadview. We discuss his 8 hours in custody.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Today's history lesson begins with a little journey. That, of course, is Steve Perry, who made his debut with Journey this day in 1977, playing with them for the first time in San Francisco with a song, I believe, dedicated to the city by the bay there. On this day in 1492, Christopher Columbus lands in Cuba on his journey to the New World and figured he was in Japan. He was not in Japan, but it just goes to show you GPS has always been a necessity. We're very lucky to have it when we do. On this day in 1636, the Massachusetts Bay Colony voted to establish a theological college. The college started this day in 1636, would later become known as Harvard University. The number one song this day in 1978 was by Nick Gilder. On this day in 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated by President Grover Cleveland. On this day in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis came to an end as Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev ordered the removal of Soviet missiles from Cuba. That was 1962. On this day in 1963, the Beach Boys released this little bit of school spirit.
Loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. So, Be True to Your School, released this day in 1963, includes part of the Hawthorne High School fight song, where the Wilson brothers went to school. On this day in 1919, the Volstead Act is passed by Congress. You know it better as Prohibition. The Volstead Act established a nationwide prohibition on alcohol. Congress passed it, overriding a veto by President Woodrow Wilson. Happy birthday to country singer Brad Paisley, who turns 53 today.
I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires, 'cause it's a good night.
All right, let's look at some of the other birthdays here. Parker, I don't know if you watch a lot of, what was it, Young Sheldon, where Annie Potts plays Meemaw.
Yeah, sure.
And so there's a generation that only knows Annie Potts as, you know, kind of this older actress playing these grandmotherly roles. Yeah. And then some of us, you know, remember way back when she was on Designing Women, and she's been acting for a very long time. She is 73 years old today. The late Charlie Daniels was born this day in 1936, passed away in 2020. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is 70 years old today. Actress Julia Roberts is 58. And actor Joaquin Phoenix is 51 years old today. Going back to Brad Paisley's birthday, he's 53. He was born this day in 1972. On that day when he was born, Stevie Wonder released his 15th studio album, called Talking Book, with this track.
When you believe in things that you don't understand, and you suffer, superstition ain't the way.
Super, Superstition was one of the big singles off Talking Book, and as was You Are the Sunshine of My Life, again released 53 years ago today. On this day in 1948, Chuck Berry got married. He married Thametta Totty Suggs. And, you know, a lot of rock and roll marriages, they don't last. Theirs did. Chuck Berry remained married until he died at the age of 90 in 2017. That's a marriage that lasted 68 years. On this day in 1985, the number one song was by Whitney Houston. That again was 1985, that it was the number one hit. And go up just a couple of years to 1989, and at the top of the album charts, you would find Janet Jackson with Rhythm Nation 1814. I mean, Rhythm Nation was a blockbuster. It had Love Will Never Do Without You. Of course, the Rhythm Nation title track, Escapade, and much more. Again, this day in 1989. So that's it. Kind of a slower day on the day for music and history. You know, there's some days where it's like we need more than 15 minutes to cover all of this. And some days we can just move right on to the national day calendar. And so let's head back over to sick bay and see what Parker has to say about what you were able to find. I'm fine. It's okay. He's now seeing things. What was on the national day calendar today?
National day calendar, it is National Chocolate Day, Pat. Are you a big chocolate guy?
Of course I am. But here's where I take, again, we have a little fun with this calendar, but we don't have the staffing time to possibly look into this.
Oh, boy.
To collect everything that's on the national day calendar. And how many different days are dedicated to chocolate? There's always something chocolate, it feels like, every so often. Or dogs. How many different dogs?
There's a lot of dogs.
There's a lot of dog days on the calendar. So apparently this is the overarching one. It's just National Chocolate Day. Not chocolate ice cream.
No.
Not chocolate pie. Not anything like that. Not. There's Dark Chocolate Day, probably, you know, Belgian Chocolate Day, Chocolate Chip Day. It's just about the chocolate. Just it.
As far as I know.
Okay.
That's what they tell me.
Hey, that's fine. I mean, for breakfast, like, you know, again, the whole secret to making Chippewa waffles here in Chippewa Falls is the little mini chocolate chips. Oh, do you know what I saw in my kitchen this morning?
Besides
the chipped coffee pot. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, no, the grocery store apparently ran out of semi-sweet chocolate chips. And so somebody brought home dark chocolate chips. Are you thinking about this?
I'm not a dark chocolate chip guy.
Oh my gosh, Parker.
It's fine. Pat, I am okay with dark chocolate. I just prefer milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate over dark chocolate?
Yes.
Okay. I'm starting to see what it is that has weakened your immune system to this point. It's a need for dark chocolate and coffee.
Well, you know, the secret, as Todd Alba discovered on air once, the secret to enjoying Malort is having dark chocolate after.
Oh, gosh, that time he tried Malort. I don't even know exactly what Malort is.
No one does. It's a torture device, from what I understand.
But watching them try it is just, oh, my gosh.
It was hilarious.
So you need to have, that's the deal, is you need dark chocolate after drinking some of that swill?
That's what I'm told. That's what I hear.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
Okay. No, I'm not either. I saw that. I heard it. It was disgusting. There's so many other pairings where chocolate goes great. Like when you discover the combination of chocolate and raspberries, for example, or chocolate and strawberries. But, I mean, family tradition here at Casa de Kreitlo is a chocolate cake with raspberry filling as kind of the frosting in the middle. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Luke is asking on the text line, don't look a gift horse in the mouth, eat the chocolate and enjoy. He says, I would reference the Billy Madison scene with shampoo and conditioner bottles saying dark chocolate is better than milk chocolate, but I don't know if Parker would get the reference. Honestly, I don't either. So I thought Parker might, which is why I bring it up. Swing and a miss for that. All right.
Right over there.
Tony writing on YouTube, Molort is the spawn of Satan. Yep, that could very well be. All right. We've had enough fun with National Chocolate Day. Is there anything more worthy of its own day?
We definitely have things more worthy of their own day. It is National First Responders Day. And excellent. It is also National Immigrants Day.
Oh, very nice. Good touch there. Yeah, I mean, especially the first responders. You cannot possibly say enough about, A, how grateful we all are, and B, how there is probably, I'm guessing, a perpetual need for, you know, the next generation of first responders. If you are interested in any way, shape, or form, it is something that you should consider pursuing, or at least learning more and seeing if it is the right field for you. All right, so that's what's on the calendar for today. Let's see what we can find in some entertainment news. We don't make Parker watch TMZ, so he just finds this free form over the internet. What should we talk about this morning?
It does largely come from TMZ, I will admit.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, yeah.
We have
as a viewer, it's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
We have Kim Kardashian. She suffered an aneurysm, which was on the season premiere of season 7 of The Kardashians.
Of course it was.
And she learned that this can be caused by stress. She claims it comes from Kanye West.
What comes from Kanye West?
The stress that caused her aneurysm.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, if Kanye West were the father of your children and all that, yes, of course you'd have perpetual stress. I mean, at least she's got some reason to be stressful. What else could it be? That she's a celebrity, you know, that her daughter is a billionaire.
It's very hard.
If there's anybody who should not have stress in their life, it is Kim Kardashian. But can Kanye West cause an aneurysm? Yes, I believe that he can.
I bet he's caused more than one.
Yeah. There's a note here about Wicked. Did you see the first movie?
I did not see it. No, should have. I meant to. I like musicals.
You should. I believe if I saw the commercial right, Peacock is going to have it for folks that want to watch it before seeing the second one, which will wrap up the whole show. It was already a long enough play on Broadway. It was like 3+ hours, and they've now turned it into like 5-6 hours of movie time. And so if you want to see the rest of it, you got to head to the theaters here soon. So what's the entertainment note about Wicked today?
Ariana Grande, I believe she played Galinda in Wicked. She her music career was like basically stalled. She did not really want to do music anymore, or at least didn't want to create any more albums. But Wicked let her kind of find her creativity again. So she's back. She's made an album and she's got a tour as well, all thanks to being Wicked.
All right. Well, hey, you never know what's going to spark something. We talked about it with the Billy Joel documentary for a time he thought he was done. And then, you know, something sparked a little bit of creativity here. All right. And lastly, in Parker's top three entertainment stories of the day.
Pat, I want you to guess who Katy Perry's new boyfriend is.
I know.
Oh, you know?
Because I watch TMZ.
Of course.
Again, for folks that are making a face at their radio, I spend all day surrounded by the news and by politics, and Sherry spends the day surrounded by all kinds of medical crises. And so we just want, at the end of the day, we want to find the dumbest thing imaginable and turn our brains off. And TMZ is what did it for us. So that's how I know that Katy Perry's boyfriend is former Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau. An adorable couple. They are.
Are they?
Adorable.
I haven't seen.
I think it's great.
I hear that they were on a yacht whale watching together.
I think, yes, they were. They were. And I'm happy for them. They're happy. Unlike Kim and Kanye, where Tony writes on YouTube, I'll bet Kanye tells Kim her kids look like pigs in a blanket. I can't imagine the level of stress.
Kids? What?
Tony.
Pigs in a blanket are cute.
Tony off the top rope. Oh, coming down on Parker. Oh, it's just a shame. Oh, the humanity. Much more coming up after the 7 o'clock news. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's the end? as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump Department of Justice announced October 24th it would deploy election monitors at 5 California counties on November 4th. DOJ says it is to ensure transparency and ballot security, but most of the counties are heavily Latino, competitive, or lean liberal, and the Proposition 50 redistricting question is on the ballot. In a statement, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said, "We will commit the resources necessary to ensure the American people get the fair, free, and transparent elections they deserve." Proposition 50 would suspend California's Independent Redistricting Commission until 2030, allowing the legislature to gerrymander more Democratic congressional seats, countering 5 Texas seats gerrymandered at President Trump's request. Kern, Riverside, Fresno, Orange, and Los Angeles counties were targeted, largely blue or toss-up counties. CalMatters reports that Fresno, Kern, and Riverside counties are majority Latino. A poll shows 54% of Latinos support Proposition 50. Governor Gavin Newsom had warned that the Trump administration might deploy ICE agents at the polls, a charge the administration denies. Quoted in CalMatters, Christian Arana of the Latino Community Foundation said, "These are citizens of this country, and if they are concerned about immigration or any type of federal presence at in-person voting sites, that is alarming." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. This is Red Ribbon Week at the Hayward High School, and today is Tuesday, Make Drugs Disappear by Wearing Your Favorite Camouflage Wear. Again, Tuesday, Make Drugs Disappear for Red Ribbon Week at the Hayward High School. Calling all cat lovers, the Humane Society here in Hayward needs volunteer cat cleaners Monday through Saturday, starting between 7 a.m. and 9. You can stay up to 2 hours, and you'll be working alongside some of our awesome cat team leaders, tidying up and socializing with the coolest cats in town. A perfect way to start your morning. Again, the Humane Society is looking for volunteer help with the cat areas between 7 and 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. For more information, contact the Humane Society here in Hayward. Make your own greeting card starting at 9:30 this morning at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street. Make your own greeting cards and all the supplies will be provided. You can make up to 4 cards for only $3 each. This will be in the upper level at the Hayward Senior Resource Center.
Again, October 28th, starting at 9:30 until 11:30. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening up at 10 o'clock today. This is located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward. This is just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. Food from the food shelf is available. There's meats, produce, and canned good items. And everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, for today, 10 until 3 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening up at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward. Powerful Tools for Caregiver classes are available starting at 3:30 this afternoon until 5:30. These will be held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church at 10655 Nyman Avenue in Hayward. Classes will help caregivers take better care of themselves while caring for a friend or relative. Whether you provide care for a spouse, partner, parent, friend at home, or in a care facility, whether it's down the block or miles away, your role is important. And this course is for family caregivers just like you. The classes will give you tools to help reduce stress, improve confidence, manage time, set goals, solve problems, better communicate your feelings, making those tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. Again, the Powerful Tools for Caregiver classes being held at 3:30 until 5:30 today at the Hayward Wesleyan Church here in Hayward. Celebrate Recovery, a faith-based recovery program, will be at the Hayward Wesleyan Church at 5:30 until 8 this evening. They have a light meal, and then they have different groups dealing with different hang-ups, hurts, and habits that are detrimental to our well-being. Again, a faith-based recovery program starting at 5:30 at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, and then meetings begin at 6:15. That is this evening. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is open once again on Wednesday the 29th, starting at 10 a.m. Again, they are located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. Again, the food shelf is open from 10 until 3 on Wednesday. Super Senior classes start at 11 o'clock on Wednesday at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street in Hayward. This is a 45-minute class geared towards those 60 and older, and it is chair-based. They work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. It's only a $2 class, and again, it starts at 11 o'clock and goes till noon at the Hayward Senior Resource Center here in Hayward. Super Senior classes. Power Pump is another class happening at the Cable Community Center starting at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels and targets all the major muscle groups by using exercise such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls. Again, Power Pump classes from 4 until 5 at the Cable Community Center. Engaged Knitting will be at the Hayward Library starting at 10 o'clock on Thursday the 30th. This is at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library here in Hayward. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer a different craft and would like the camaraderie. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. Again, Engaged Knitting at the library, starting at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. An encore senior potluck luncheon will be held at 11:30 on Thursday the 30th at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Nyman Avenue here in Hayward. This is a potluck luncheon for those 65 and older. You can join them at the church's fireside room for a time of fellowship, music, and fun. This happens every fourth Thursday of the month at 11:30. If you have questions, you can call 715-634-4613 and ask for Linda. Again, Encore Senior Potluck Luncheon, 11:30 until 12:30, happening at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, for those 65 and older, and they're meeting in the Fireside Room. And finally, parent-teacher conferences starting at 6 p.m. for the Solon Springs School District. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa is set to pummel Jamaica as a monster storm, the strongest to lash the island ever. ABC's Lionel Moise says it's expected to make landfall later today.
Melissa approaching as a Category 5 hurricane overnight with winds up to 175 miles per hour. Three deaths already reported before the worst of the storm hits. Video from Air Force Hurricane Hunters shows inside the eye of Melissa, the eye wall nearly vertical. The flight forced to turn back after hitting severe turbulence. A Miami-based hurricane researcher calling it the most turbulent he's ever seen.
Amazon has announced today it is laying off 14,000 employees. The company says it is profitable, but it's looking toward the future. Online learning platform Chegg will be laying off 388 roles, 45% of its global workforce, in a restructuring that the company says is due to artificial intelligence. This is ABC News.